peanut butter dildo. I mean, it's...
Okay. I mean, I keep meaning to actually replicate this.
So early in my experimentations with audios, it was like my first couple of months doing audios, and I think I had someone request an extra, extra sloppy sounding blowjob. And I mean, I'm so nerdy that I absorb as much information as I possibly can. And I'm like reading what other people do and I'm Googling, although Googling like how to do an extra sloppy blowjob via audio does not actually yield much helpful anything. I noticed that several of my contemporaries mentioned that they will do either a sucker, like a lollipop, or honey on a dildo, and to really just make their, like, stimulate their mouth to generate more saliva, just all wet things, right? And, oh, right, I had just moved into this house, so that puts it around April of last year, and I wanted to try honey on a dildo. And I went into my kitchen and, I mean, I had just moved in and I couldn't find the fucking honey. Maybe I didn't have any. Maybe I didn't have any maple syrup either. Tragic. So I'm standing in my kitchen just looking like, what can I put on my dildo to really, you know, make it really nice and wet and sloppy and get the saliva going? And my eyes landed on the peanut butter. And because I am just super smart, I thought it would be a great idea. So I brought this. Okay, I'll back off a little. I brought this jar of peanut butter into my booth and I slathered my dildo with peanut butter. And I think, God, I don't know if I have this recording anywhere. And if I don't, I might need to replicate it because I still just, I laugh my butt off every time I think about it, because here I go, I hit record, and I've got this thing, this dildo slathered with peanut butter, and I stick it in my mouth, and I'm like, I'm gonna, oh God, this is fucking disgusting. My mouth got all goopy, and then I was gagging, which, you know, but not the good kind of gagging, like I am disgusted right now and I need to get this shit out of my mouth immediately. So anyway, long story short, I do not recommend peanut butter on a dildo. I mean, certainly not for insertion anywhere but the mouth, but also not the mouth. Do not recommend, unless you want a disgusting, goopy sounding blowjob where the performer is just like, get this shit out of my mouth. And also my mouth feels like it's glued shut. I don't know. Maybe I should do it again one of these days. Peanut butter dildo, man. And then, of course, I stuck the dildo like off to the side. I had mostly sucked the peanut butter off of it, but not all of it. And then the dildo disappeared, and I think the dog got it because, I mean, who wouldn't want to gobble a partially peanut butter covered dildo, right? Okay, so there's my peanut butter dildo story. And yes, I really liked that dildo too. That was like my favorite. That was my favorite dildo. The one I have now is all right, as these things go. But it was no peanut butter dildo. Oh, well, memories. Okay, so, wow, we have a lot of people in here. Welcome. Just curious, like scrolling through, are most of you, I think we have a mostly not United States sort of crowd in here, which is really cool. Okay. I'm going to do this one real quick. And the tags pads are like so. Okay. So, script doctor, I'm not sure. I'm just kind of winging it. It took me a little while to really wake up. I'm awake now. I do need to do some book work a little bit later, but I'll go at least another hour, maybe more, maybe two or three more hours. I'm unpredictable, script doctor. I wish I were not unpredictable, but that is the deal. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to launch into this script. And then, hey, anxiety free, not to put you on the spot or anything, but are you going to be around a bit? Because I was thinking I might do your other one. After this, if you want. I mean, think about it. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Let me just mark my place on the script. Okay. Yes. Or any other script, if you have others that you want me to do anxiety-free. Here we go. Oh, I love any script that starts out with me a bit nervous, because that's me. All right. Hey, it's me, the girl you met on the train yesterday. I'm glad you decided to listen to this. I know when you give someone your number, you're probably expecting to get a simple text or call, not an audio like this, so thank you for hearing me out. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm really, really happy you gave me your number. Yeah, I've seen you on the train pretty much every day going to work, but it took me weeks to actually decide to talk to you. You're always alone, sitting with your headphones in, so it was a little hard to approach you. What finally gave me the courage was, oh my God, how do I even start? Well, I don't know if you remember, but I actually spoke to you once before, last week. Yeah, the train was crowded, but the seat next to you was open. You had your headphones in, so I don't even know if you heard me ask if I could sit there, but you didn't object when I did. And since the train was so crowded, I just was pressed right up next to you. I thought my heart was going to bust right out of my chest, but you didn't push away. You even smiled at me when I got off. So I thought maybe I did actually have a chance with you. And there was one other thing that day as well. Since we were so close, even with how loud the train was, I could hear what you were listening to. I know. I could hear the moans and dirty words coming out of your headphones. And I could see that even though you were trying to hide it, they were making you really hot and bothered. Please don't freak out when you hear this. I don't have anything against erotic audio. In fact, it's actually the opposite. I love erotic audio. But I was just so surprised to hear someone listening to it on the train, especially when I heard just what it was you were listening to, or rather, who you were listening to. You see, I recognized that audio, and I wonder, do you recognize me? Do you recognize my voice? Did you ever dream that the girl you gave your number to was the one you've been listening to? Oh, God. I've never thought I'd actually meet someone who listens to my audios in real life, and someone who I was already interested in, too. That's why I decided to send you this. Instead of just calling you, I wanted to give you a special audio just for you. Since I know you enjoy listening to me, I wanted to give you something more to enjoy. So, just close your eyes, lie back, and listen. If you're alone, get comfortable because I'm going to make you cum your brains out. I'm going to tell you just how to touch yourself and how to imagine me touching you. And if you're not alone, well, I already know you like to listen in public. So listen and enjoy the thrill of knowing that anyone could overhear what you're listening to, just like I did. Now then, make sure you're completely relaxed. Breathe deeply as you hear my voice in your ear. Let my voice fill up your mind. Don't worry about anything else right now, just focus on me. Good girl. Now, feel my hands running through your hair. Feel my breath on your neck. Feel my lips against you. Feel them press right beneath your ear. Feel my kisses against your throat. Now I'm going to rub your shoulders. Relax. Relax deeper into my touch. Let all your worries slip away. When you're listening to me, you can let go of everything else. There. Feeling relaxed now? Now I'm just going to run my hands up and down your chest, rubbing over the bare skin, exploring the soft curves of your breasts, teasing your nipples. I love the way your breath catches when I touch you. I love the way your breaths turn to little sighs and whimpers underneath my fingers. I love knowing that all it takes is my voice to turn you into a horny, needy mess like this. Now feel my hands going lower, my fingers grazing your skin to make your stomach clench in excitement. And feel them go even lower, getting closer and closer to the place where you're already getting so hot in anticipation. But I'm not going to touch you yet. No, you're going to touch yourself. Are you ready? Then go ahead. Just start out slow. Give yourself a little tease. Just like that. Trace your fingers lightly and softly right where it feels the best. Just enough to tease yourself. I know it's hard when my voice already has you worked up, but just bear it. You can do it. It's going to feel all the more amazing when I let you come. Let's try a bit more now. A little more pressure with your fingers. Stroke. Tease. Press. Touch. Not too quickly. Keep it at a nice, slow, sweet pace. The same pace as my words drifting through your ears. That's good. Make yourself feel good. Nobody knows your body better than you. No one else knows all the ways to make you feel the most pleasure. Just do what makes you feel best. Pleasure yourself in all the ways you love. This is your time to be selfish. You can be selfish because it's just you and me, and you get to touch yourself however you want, as the voice you love whispers into your mind. And keep going a little faster. Wind yourself up. Tease. Just like that. Now imagine that it's my hands that are touching you that way. Imagine that I'm the one touching you so intimately. It's my touch that's going to make you come, just like it's my voice that sometimes can drive you wild with lust. Don't hold back your voice anymore. Let out all your moans. Let me hear you calling out in pleasure. Let me hear you whine and beg for release. Let me hear you pant and moan and groan. Let me hear you just give yourself completely to the pleasure. I want to see you shake and writhe for me. I want to see you wriggle and squirm. I want to feel every tremble and shudder of your body as you lose yourself in my touch. So hot to imagine seeing you like this. Show me more. Show me how good I make you feel. Moan for me, scream for me, squirm and groan and grunt. Let it all out. Just drive yourself right over the edge. Just come for me, please. Come for me. Touch yourself and come for me. It's what I want. Good. Just look at you, so lost in pleasure. Completely overcome. It's so fucking hot to know that my voice might have done this to you. That my voice ever does this to you. Well, that's it. My special audio for you. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're still listening, I guess that means you're still interested in meeting up. So, call me to set up a time. I'm going to look forward to hearing from you. I would just love to be more than just the voice in your ear.